45 degrees in Danville, 50 in Salem, 48 in Roanoke, 52 in Amherst, 51 in Bedford, and 52 in Lynchburg.
Never know, really. We come to the show prepared to do what we do, but sometimes it takes on a life of its own. We got to talking about the gentleman that wrote for George Strait.
Oh, yeah. Dean Dillon.
Yeah. And I found this. I guess we were celebrating George Strait's birthday here a while back. So just listen a little bit of George Strait on this Thursday. We'll have some life hacks for you as well this hour. And our number, 434-534-8500-866-916-3776. If you'd like to check in with Mark and Janet on the Morning Jam.
Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I've got on. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
One more for you here.
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair. No, that one's not taken. I don't mind if you sit here.
All right, Janet, tell me about this song that he told him, if you give me this song, I'll bring it to number one.
I'll bring it to, well, and I, there were so many that they wrote that were, was number one. The story he told about the chair was as they were finishing it up, at the end, it's like, and I like you too, and to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. And then he's like, we can't do that. And they were like, why can't you do it? And he played it, and he's like, because I'm crazy for crying, crazy for dying, and crazy for loving you. It was the same chord progression.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And the guy he was writing it with said, Dean, I don't think Willie would mind if you took that. Well, it's because he had gotten Willie his contract.
Oh, I see, okay.
His recording contract, his writing contract that made him a star. And Dean said, and guess what? Willie didn't mind.
How about that?
And he's just a great storyteller, too. But yeah, there was a song that he was, because he had his own record contract.
Right.
And George said, if you give me that song, I'll take it to number one. Yeah. And he did.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just, I geeked out a little bit. Sorry.
Cool beans. Rita checked in and said, Amarillo by Morning is my husband's go-to karaoke song. He does a pretty good job of it.
Well, there you go. How about Marina Del Rey? Does he do good on that one, too?
You'll have to do some karaoke if we ever have a party.
Yeah. That's right.
As soon as this dang pandemic gets behind us.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
We want it to go away, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, there's another gubernatorial message that's hitting, well, all the major networks now for Virginia.
Okay.
Virginia County is violating election law.
Oh, what did they do this time?
According to a lawsuit. So, Fairfax County, here we go, Northern Virginia.
Oh, geez.
Fairfax County officials are violating election law 2 weeks before the off-year gubernatorial election, according to this lawsuit.
Okay.
We write election rules in advance so everyone knows what they are and everybody thinks it's fair, said Christian Adams, president and general counsel at the Public Interest Legal Foundation, which represents the Virginia Institute for Public Policy, in the lawsuit told to Fox News on Wednesday.
Okay.
When you start suspending rules in some counties, you run the risk that people don't accept the results, Adams warned.
Right.
You can't change the rules in the middle of the game. That's what Fairfax is doing. According to Virginia election laws, voters must include the last four digits of their Social Security numbers when filling out an absentee ballot application. Voters may omit the numbers when filling out the application in person at an election office, but they must include the numbers when sending it in by mail.
Hmm.
The law says you have to collect this information because it protects the right to vote. It protects the way to vote because it makes sure that nobody's ballot is obtained by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
The complaint filed Tuesday cites the testimony of Christine Brim, a registered voter. She testified that Fairfax County Election Board Chairman Stephen Hunt confirmed to her via email that the Fairfax County Registrar had instituted a procedure to approve absentee ballot applications on which the applicant has not provided the last four digits of his or her Social Security number. Adams told Fox News that the elections office will acknowledge the policy in court. And while election officials had suspended laws in states across the country before the presidential election in the name of fighting the COVID pandemic, Virginia's Constitution has a provision explicitly forbidding such a practice.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll never forget what Jane Fonda said, that the pandemic was a godsend for the left.
Oh, well, you never miss an opportunity to take advantage of something like that. They noted that previously the PILF won a case on this exact same constitutional provision when the Virginia Board of Elections was suspending the law by allowing ballots to arrive late with no postmark.
Mm-hmm.
Fairfax County Board of Elections has not responded to a request.
Well,
so what do you think is going to happen there?
I don't know. Here's what I think is going to happen is they're going to drag their feet until the election is over. And they'll say there were some inconsistencies. You know, they'll come up with some nice little phrase that'll appease some. But I got to tell you, watch the monologue of Mark Levin's show last Sunday if you want to understand and have a greater understanding of the influences on our election from other people that shouldn't have that kind of influence.
You mean in Virginia?
Well, in the whole country. Oh, yeah. But it trickles down to the state because, honestly, this is the closest thing to a national election we have this year.
Right.
Because,
and that's why everybody's watching it.
$88 million funneled into this state. It's just amazing. You know, last month, the latest campaign finance reporting, McAuliffe has outraised Youngkin $12.6 million to his $7 million. So both candidates are receiving at least $1 million from the Democrat and Republican Governors Association, but outside influence is definitely playing a role because they see it could set the tone. You know, it's like a momentum change. It could, that could trickle into 2022 and the congressional and Senate races for our country are happening then in a year. So they're very keenly aware that McAuliffe for Democrats and the left needs to win. And you know what? We just do whatever it takes because in their minds, they're saving the country.
You know what? You're just upset because the country's changing. That's all. That's what what Ocasio-Cortez says. Yeah.
Well, I am upset.
Republicans are upset a changing country. You know what it's changing to? The Carter administration. That's what it's changing to.
Yeah. And then it's one step closer to being Venezuela. That's, you know.
I mean, if you look at the parallels between Biden and the Carter administration, it's scary.
It's uncanny.
I mean, it really is. This whole supply chain mess.
Right, right.
I mean, it is just, if you really look back in history, oof. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Well, I can't say it. No.
What?
I couldn't find the story. I had it yesterday.
Yeah, don't. No.
You know the story I'm talking about.
Yeah, don't do that. Or, yeah, especially if you don't have it in front of you.
Yeah.
So let's just let that go.
Mm-hmm. It really stinks, though, that I can't find it.
Yeah. So anyway, this is a regular comparison that we're seeing with Joe Biden and the Carter administration. So I don't know. It's very interesting, I think. Very interesting.
Okay.
434-534-8500 is our number, and toll-free 866-916-3776 is our toll-free number, and then, of course, our text number.
It is 434-248-0704. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'd love to hear from you this morning if you have an opportunity and can send that in to us. We would like that very much.
So I'm hacked off. Give me a life hack.
I'm surprised that I haven't been sent a life hack. You know, they've been very helpful to me.
Yeah.
lately, but not so much today. Here's one.
Okay.
If you if you're wanting to make better pancakes.
Better pancakes.
Do you like pancakes?
I do. I mean, I like.
I want them. They can be messy. Mm-hmm. I don't like the bowl gets messy.
Right.
I don't like having the little tails on the pancakes when you're pouring it. Type thing. If you take an old ketchup bottle, clean it out. Get it, repurpose it,
mm-hmm.
and you put your pancake batter in that.
Right.
You can make perfect pancakes without the mess.
I see. That's a good idea.
Yep.
My thing is,
great.
What size funnel do you need to get it to go down inside that puppy?
Well, I use a mixing cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the little, spout on it.
Thing on
it goes
it,
right down in there. I've actually done this.
Okay.
Because it bugs me to have the, I don't like it.
Okay.
So there we go.
So Randy said he sent one in about bacon. I don't know. He said he sent a life hack about bacon. I don't know how you can life hack with bacon, but I guess anything's possible. If pigs can eat $22,000 of cocaine in our show opener, if you missed that. By the way, let me just mention here. Go to our SoundCloud page, The Morning Jam on VTRN. Go to SoundCloud, type in The Morning Jam on VTRN. You can hear what we call our Morning Jam eye-opener, and you can hear just the beginning of the show where we play all the sound bites of this day in history and birthdays and all that kind of stuff, our Mind Jam trivia, all that. Janet's opening positive phrase that we kick the show off with after I open it with usually a bad political audio bit.
But not this morning.
Oh, yeah, it was fun this morning because I kept it very lighthearted.
But you know what we do need to play?
And
what? This has been going around. I had a friend send it to me yesterday, and maybe you guys have heard it, maybe you haven't, but it was in Henrico County, and it was a school board meeting.
Okay.
And apparently, some of the kids had gotten in and ended up punking the school board.
Oh, yeah. That part of that made it into the intro.
Yeah, but not enough of it.
Well.
Because it was really, really good.
Well, what's happening, and we played, we were listening to these after the show yesterday. One guy went around to Target, to like Home Depot, to Walmart, and then he got punked himself at PetSmart. But the first three he goes to and says, I need to page somebody. And he says his name is Lesko, and his last name is Brandon. So he's got all these people doing it, and they're Lesko, Brandon. And then he gets to PetSmart, and there's this girl, and she goes, well, let's go looking for him. And the guy's following her, so you can see the back of her, her vest from PetSmart. And she says, so what does he look like? And he says, well, he's kind of tall, wearing a hat. And he's going, Lesko. And she goes, what's his last name? Brandon. So she walks like four more steps, and she turns around and goes,
wait a minute.
Wait. That's a good prank.
The thing that I thought was so funny about this was there were so many names that this guy read.
Oh, I know. They read.
And nobody.
Nobody caught it.
Nobody caught it. I mean, it was like a bad Simpsons episode.
Right. What was the one? Leon?
Eileen Over?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's just, there was a lot of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll have to play that just for fun.
All right.
Coming up here on The Morning Jam.
434-534-8500 and toll free anywhere 866-916-3776. We have somebody online. We can get them in right before the break. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who are we talking to?
Oh, you've got David Bennett here in Scovel Down, Virginia again.
Oh, hi,
hey, David.
I don't know if y'all remember me or not, but I called once before.
Yeah, how you doing?
Not long ago.
Yeah, so what's up?
Y'all were talking about the ketchup bottle and the pancake mix.
Yeah.
All right, what you do is you use that big mouth ketchup bottle. I think Heinz has got one. It's a pretty good size. It's still got the thing that you flip up and squeeze out.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it's got a huge mouth on it.
Yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, it's like an inch and a half, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty good size. Joe Biden's head will fit in there, I think.
Way to go.
Yeah, that's what I have is that one, and it makes it a lot easier. A lot easier.
Yes, it does.
All right. Thank you so much.
I don't know. I don't have a whole lot to say politically because, I mean, it's a damn mess, and y'all know it.
Yeah.
Just make sure, get out and vote. For God's sake, y'all vote.
Yes.
If you don't get out and vote, we're going to be stuck with it.
Careful.
Easy.
And that's going to be terrible.
It is. You're right.
And I don't know why they're not campaigning about him being a Biden man.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be throwing that in there left and right because people got to hate that with these gas prices. And
oh, sure.
You know, the border wide open and the way he done in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be trumping that to death.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
Look, y'all have a great day. I'm on the way to work here, and I'm going to lose you in a minute.
All right. Well,
thank you for calling in.
We appreciate it. You take care.
Yeah, you were thinking about the small
ones.
I wondered
why
you were saying that.
Yeah.
I got you.
And I should know, my wife, it's just, she's got a love affair with ketchup anyways.
Well,
so we get the ones with the bigger.
Who doesn't? Ketchup is like its own food group.
Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500 or toll-free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam. You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, 7:26 on the Morning Jam. How you doing over there?
I'm doing great. Now, we talked about this story earlier in the week.
Right.
Where there has been a salmonella outbreak.
Yeah.
In lots of states across.
Yeah, and they were trying to find out what the food source was.
And they were struggling to track it down. And I thought it was interesting because we were talking about how important it is to wash your produce.
Right.
And one of the things that we talked about on Monday was onions. Now the CDC has traced the salmonella outbreak to whole onions. So 37 states have been impacted. 129 people have been hospitalized.
Right.
Epidemiologist and traceback data shows that one source of infections are whole red, white, and yellow onions imported from Chihuahua, Mexico.
Chihuahua, Mexico.
I know. I love it.
It's
distributed through ProSource.
Okay.
They say if you have unlabeled red, white, or yellow onions at home, get rid of them. And businesses should not sell or serve any onions imported from Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Or distributed by ProSource.
Interesting.
Interviewers with sick people show 75% ate or possibly ate raw onions or dishes likely containing raw onions before they became sick. Now, I will say this about onions, and we did just talk about this. If you cut an onion,
right,
you never, ever leave a cut onion on the counter. They are just like a sponge. They soak up everything.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
So if you only use half of it, you immediately wrap it and put it in your fridge.
Okay.
Don't leave it out on the counter. And don't leave cut onions out either.
So I heard over the years, if you cut an apple and you put it out there, that it will help absorb the smells and stuff. Have you ever heard that?
I have heard that.
So it's almost like the onion draws in all those things that are out there too.
I took a class one time on food safety, and that was one that they kind of spent some time on. Was that one? So, yeah.
So well, one of our favorite guys, Kennedy, Senator Kennedy.
Oh yes, from Tennessee. You love him.
He just
says it like it is, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was on Hannity. We just kicked back and. I think we have enough time to maybe get a little bit of this in. Maybe I'll wait. I'll wait and play it in the next segment because we are close to our break. So, anyway, it's
What's he talking about?
He's talking about, Biden's approval rating.
Oh, okay.
Sinking and stuff, and just
like a stone.
All of his, you know, failures. Just like the last caller said, David said, you know, they're trying to tie Trump to Youngkin. Well, why aren't we tying Biden to, you know,
right,
to McAuliffe?
Yeah.
I mean, make him and then get him to say, well, I'm not Joe Biden. Well, and then I'm not Donald Trump.
Right. I don't know. I mean, he keeps hurling that spaghetti at the wall.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to stick. I mean, they have run the heck out of that commercial.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and I think I haven't seen the latest crop of commercials that have come out, but we've got Terry McAuliffe walking off. They gave both of these guys a 20-minute interview, and after 10 minutes, Terry McAuliffe's handlers said, we're done.
Oh, we're over.
We're done.
We're over.
And he walks away, and he's still heard on the microphone, you know, you guys should ask better questions. Ask what the people are wanting to know. And he says, those are the questions we're asking you, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, he was nice about it.
Right.
But McAuliffe,
he did
pouting on the way out.
Yeah, he definitely was, for sure. We've got your local headlines. Kimberly McBroom's on the way with stories from Lynchburg, Roanoke, mm-hmm. and the South Side. Mark and I'll have some for you as well. And we'll talk about the latest news on Brian Laundry.
Yeah, they're saying it could take up to 8 months to figure out if this is his body or not.
Well,
that's hogwash.
They did find a backpack and a notebook
right
near some remains at a Florida reserve. So they suspect maybe it's him. Or maybe he planted it there.
Exactly.
To slow him down.
Yeah.
We'll
and
talk about
maybe
it.
Maybe that's why it's going to take that long to figure it out. But DNA tests don't take months. I mean, we've got the stinking FBI.
It depends on how that body was discovered.
True, and what kind of
condition. If it's burned or something,
right,
that makes it very difficult.
Sure.
And currently we have, warmer actually than we have had earlier in the week. Yeah, we're in the 50s already. 50 in Bedford, 52 in Lynchburg, 51 in Amherst, 46 in Danville. A little chillier there.
Mm.
50 in Salem, 48 in Roanoke.
Talked about this a little bit earlier. Big money pouring into Virginia campaign for governor with 2 weeks to go. Election Day, Virginia. We're talking about Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin, $88 million being raised, you know, in outside money and money that comes from our own state through the gubernatorial elections. As we stated earlier, Youngkin, $7 million last month, Terry McAuliffe, $12.6 million. He's winning the money race. We'll see who wins the actual race coming up in November. There's been a lot of money spent on TV. Now, I haven't watched local TV to know whether we're getting pounded here or not, but I can tell you this. Every time I go to try to find a soundbite, it's either a McAuliffe or a Youngkin ad pops up first. So a lot of money being spent online. Television, I think, we're talking about $700,000.
But they're even on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
Hulu.
Yeah, they're using all those platforms.
Right.
You're not hearing...
I mean, I literally stopped watching.
Oh, you told me about this last
week. A program
yeah.
that I was kind of binging,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I can't do it. I can't stomach. They kept playing the same McAuliffe ad over and over
right.
and over.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I can only gag so many times, right?
You said
I'll be
that.
Dehydrated.
You said that, not me.
Well, gag is a nice way of saying it.
You
know, anyways, a lot of money being spent. We're going to see who got their, you know, the best bang for the buck. Here come a couple of weeks.
I'm tired of all of them.
Yeah,
honestly.
I am too.
Not much longer.
Yeah.
Cyclist safety has become a topic of discussion once again in the Hill City
yeah.
after another bicyclist was struck by a vehicle Tuesday evening. The LPD responded to reports of a man on a bike hit by a car at Toledo and Ford Avenue just after 7 on Tuesday. Folks said that people often speed down that street, which is dangerous for folks both walking and biking. Witnesses said that the bike was jammed under the car.
Oh, wow.
One person was carried away on a stretcher. James Weber said he's biked and rode motorcycles for most of his life, but he says drivers have to stay alert
mm-hmm.
to avoid accidents like this from happening. And he said bikes are hard for you to see sometimes.
Yeah.
If you have your windows up, you can't hear them.
Mm-hmm.
So just trying to be more attentive and on the lookout. is super important. And he also mentioned that bikers need to also take precautions, and walkers as well, like reflective gear, being aware of traffic, and, you know, making sure that you're really visual when you are out. And of course, there's certain parts of all of our cities that have more bikes than others.
Right, right.
Parts of Roanoke are more bike friendly than others. Same thing with Southside and in Lynchburg.
Yeah. So this weekend, Janet, could be one of the biggest weekends in our state as far as fall festivals. It is fall. The best fall festivals in the counties across our state are put in one article, and I'm going to send you the link so we can stick it on our Facebook page to check it out. It says that, you know, chills in the air, pumpkins are appearing everywhere on porches across the Commonwealth, and fall is here. There's harvest fairs, live music, food. This one just jumped out at me because it's in our own backyard. It's just north of Lynchburg, and if you're coming from Roanoke, just shoot up 81 and shoot across. I guess it would be probably the fastest way would be 64 to 250 to get to the Devil's Backbone. It's the Devil's Backbone Lumberjack Classic this Saturday. It's the Olympics of Woodworking, a throwback brews, tasty food, and watch the wood shavings fly as competitors show off their skills. It's absolutely free in cost and is located there at the Devil's Backbone Base Camp, Brew Pub and Meadows, 200 Mosby Road, Roseland, Virginia. That's happening this Saturday.
Well, a pedestrian was seriously injured on Tuesday night after being hit by an SUV in Henry County.
Oh, my gosh.
Virginia State Police said that the crash occurred around 10:30 at night on Tuesday in the 2600 block of Virginia Avenue in Collinsville. Mm. According to police, the pedestrian stepped out in front of the Chevrolet Suburban and was hit. The driver immediately called in the incident. They did stay at the scene, and they say the pedestrian was airlifted to Carilion Roanoke Memorial with life-threatening injuries. No word on that person's condition at this time.
Wow.
So that's, I mean, we have seen at least
way
it wasn't,
many.
I'm glad it wasn't a hit and run. That's,
yeah. I mean, we had two horse and buggy crashes.
Right.
And we lost a mom and a dad to a family of 10, including the parents.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting to hear what actually happened in that accident. All I know is that a Toyota Tundra pickup hit it, and you know, we lost the dad a day later. Mom was instantly, I believe, killed, and then dad was lost the next day, and eight children, some more hurt than others, but you know what the long lasting effect is that they will grow up without their mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, we just need to be paying attention. And of course, we did the story yesterday about Virginia. How many cities did we have show up in the rudest drivers?
Roanoke beat out Richmond.
Roanoke was like number three.
Yeah, that's like
for
wow.
rude drivers.
Right.
Richmond also made the list for sure.
Oh, I'm telling you what. We used to go to almost every year for about 3 or 4 years. The Nutcracker, we love the Nutcracker, and the way the Richmond Ballet does it, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, and I'm trying to remember what I was driving at the time. I think it was in my old 99 Black Tahoe, and I was just trying to get a parking space, and somebody literally tried to muscle in on me, and I said, you know, you come to the point where you go, no, not today. Not today I'm going to be the nice guy in the car.
Right.
Not today.
Sometimes it happens.
And I had my what was it called? Fried green tomatoes moment almost. You know, I mean,
I'm older and I have more insurance.
Yes. And the guy was flipping me off, but I don't care. I got there first. I wanted that parking space.
See, I don't do that. I don't do that too often. But occasionally you do get to where enough is enough.
I
remember
that's where I was.
Making a trip to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stayed up there for the weekend and had done several things. And I was a nervous wreck.
Sure.
By the end of that weekend. And all I wanted to do was go and find the biggest, crappiest land barge I could find
right.
and then just go back and go Madea all up on those people and just, you know, crash into them. I mean, I was ready for roller derby.
Yeah.
Or no, what was that? No, what was it called? Demolition Derby.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was ready for that kind of.
Right.
Yeah. Where I could lose a fender and I didn't care.
Yeah. Well, demolition or roller derby is what you do after you get out of the car.
Right.
You start
that's
slinging
right.
elbows and kicking and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to have to have some Madea sound bites ready.
I need to keep more of a distance. You know, from that, for sure. Hey, we were talking about this this new Brian Landry development.
Yes.
I think this is a big
news breaking story.
Really interesting that they have found, they've been searching the area of the Carlton Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Landry has been named as a person of interest.
Sure.
Now, they have issued a warrant for him.
Mm-hmm.
They found his backpack and a notebook near where these remains were discovered.
Right.
They say the environmental park connects to the Carlton Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And search crews had cited some difficulties because there were sections underwater.
Mm.
So they say they're probably going to be on site for several days.
Yeah.
They made an announcement saying, we know you have a lot of questions. We don't have a lot of answers yet.
Right.
They're doing, you know, the forensics identification.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do that before they make any additional comments. They did acknowledge, though, that they were his possessions.
Can I make a couple of predictions? Well, Randy's just checked it, and one of my predictions, he
okay.
just texted us.
All right.
Either somebody went in those parks knowing the story, they found him and beat the hell out of him and left him for dead.
Mm.
That's one possibility. Randy's prediction and mine, because I'm from Florida and I remember there's a lot of gators out there. There could be the fact that he, especially if there's parts of it, you know, underwater, he could have been attacked by, you know, some kind of a gator or something.
Mm.
Or, you know, I'm not, you know, far enough removed from this to say he didn't stage the whole thing and his parents helped him.
Well, Bear says his parents discovered the body. What? I hadn't heard that.
Oh, I hadn't heard that either.
No, I hadn't heard that. Now, that would really be
Oh, my gosh.
Suspicious.
This is like an episode of CSI that's just like, what?
Well, I told you, Randy said DNA will tell. It can, depending on the shape of the body.
Right.
I was listening,
that story you told me during the break.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about a body that had been discovered. Actually, it was discovered by a dad and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They were in this kind of abandoned parking lot area. He was teaching them to ride scooters and things
right.
like that. And they discovered this part of this body.
Mm-hmm.
But it had been really, really badly burned. And mm-hmm. it had been burned so badly that even by the time they found everything, they couldn't even get DNA
mm-hmm.
off of it.
Right.
And so they were kind of really perplexed. They thought they knew
mm-hmm.
who it was, and they
right.
thought they knew who could have done it, but they couldn't prove it because they couldn't get DNA.
Mm-hmm.
This woman happened to have on, they knew it was a woman, she had, or they thought it was, she had on acrylic nails.
Mm-hmm.
They finally were able to remove one of the acrylic nails, and they were able to get enough cells off of that
wow.
to run the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
They confirmed, you know, who she was, and they ended up catching the guy.
Wow.
But
off a fingernail.
If it weren't for that, can you think about how many people throughout history have just gotten away, literally gotten away with murder?
Right.
Because before we had DNA and mm-hmm. things like that, I mean, there were just
sure.
so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As somebody said, he may have killed himself. There are some people who think that that's
yeah. possible.
Very possible. It could save everybody a lot of money by going ahead and
yeah.
do that.
Well.
And the area had been recently underwater. You're right. That's why
mm-hmm.
they had so much difficulty. Liz says she thinks the parents knew where he was the whole time. I have also suspected that
okay.
as
right.
well, as did Gabby's parents.
Right.
They thought that because they were really, really calling them out.
Yeah.
It's tragic and sad either way.
It is.
But it would be nice to get some resolution.
Oh, sure.
You know, for that family.
Yeah.
You know, because it's amazing how much people get away with. It's just crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's 7:47. When we come back, I just got a notice that we have some up-to-date governor's race information, some polling that has just come out.
Okay.
And then we'll get to Senator Kennedy, one of our favorite good old boys from down south.
We do love him.
One of the good senators right here on the Morning Jam.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out.
The Morning Jam.
To make the rocking world go round.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean.
. 7:52 on the Morning Jam.
Kind of feels like
song.
We're drowning sometimes,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does. But you know, we got to keep perspective that we're here only for a little while, you know, and we try to make a difference. By the way, it was Make a Difference Day yesterday, wasn't it?
It's coming up this weekend.
Oh, this weekend. And you gave us a list the other day.
Simple things you can do.
Yeah.
To improve somebody's life. And it was simple things, little things, like use somebody's name.
Yeah.
Call
them
by name.
Yeah, just call them by their first name. Yeah, that was a good one. I like that.
And encourage people. Just believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be negative.
Right.
You know, just say, if that's what you want to do, I believe you can do that.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things we can do to make a difference. And it doesn't cost you a thing.
A thing.
Not a thing.
Hey, I'm going to send you this. I'm just doing this live on the air. I'm going to send you this link to that story that talks about all the events going on in our state. And, you know, for our listeners, a lot of them are within an hour or two of your house. So it's not, you're not talking about driving 6 hours to get to something, only spending a couple hours there.
Amherst County Fair's coming up.
Yeah, that's exciting.
This weekend.
That's exciting. So, you know, we talked about the Devil's Backbone and the wood workers Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun. Of course, you know, get a few in you, it might really be entertaining.
The Great Rose Chili Cook-Off is coming up.
Oh, that's right. That's
well.
This weekend.
I know. It's not open to the public, but still.
So you've decided a good friend of the program is going to be one of your judges, or the only judge.
He might be the only judge.
Because I'm thinking I might have to get him a little something on the side to have a little influence.
Could be. Could be.
So anyway.
Actually, I don't know that your wife is making a chili.
No.
I don't think she is.
No.
So
we're just there to enjoy other people's chili.
She's making other things, though.
Yeah, she is. She is.
So there is that.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of polls out right now.
Yeah.
High voter worry on inflation is not looking good for the Biden administration. Almost 9 out of 10 voters are worried about inflation. As most report, prices are up for everyday items. 84% say rising gas prices are a problem for their family.
Yep.
Half say they could live on their savings for 3 months or less.
Right.
And a growing share are falling behind financially.
Yep.
President Biden's ratings, especially on the economy, down 11 points. That's among Democrats.
Wow.
Yeah. 6 in 10 disapprove of Democrats and Republicans in Congress. Concern about political divisions within the country is second only to inflation.
Well, I think Senator Kennedy will give us a perspective and some context.
I'm ready.
If you have a pulse and a marginal desire for a better life, you know that President Biden is in trouble. And therefore, America's in trouble. Measured any way you want. The debacle in Afghanistan, which has emboldened Russia and China and Iran, the unbridled inflation, gas prices, open borders, crime, a Justice Department that thinks parents are dangerous domestic terrorists. a Treasury Department that wants access to the checking account of every American who has a job. No wonder the American people are so angry. It's no wonder that so many Americans think that this administration doesn't care about them or their lives or their future. Now, I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. But my advice to the president is this. Mr. President, you've just got to try harder not to suck. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is stop worrying so much about the wokers. You're never going to make them happy. They hyperventilate on their yoga mats at the slightest provocation. You're never going to make them happy. Stop worrying about the wokers and start worrying about America's workers. And I'm talking about the people who get up every day and go to work and obey the law and pay their taxes and try to do the right thing by their kids.
There you go. The workers, not the wokers. I like that. He always brings it to a good conclusion with some common horse sense, as they say.
I know. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love him so much.
Yeah, you aren't going to make him happy.
No.
They're still going nuts.
Let me tell you, on my list of goals mm-hmm. in life,
right.
Like that's not even in the top 50.
Right. Understood.
To make someone who's easily triggered happy.
Right.
You know why? Because they're never going to be happy.
Right.
Because they're searching for happiness in places it will never exist.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. So you are wasting your time and spinning your wheels. That's a hamster yeah. wheel you'll never get off of.
Well, Dave Chappelle, they're literally going berserk at Netflix over this. The woke crowd, the cancel culture.
Gender is a fact. You have to look at it from a woman's perspective. Look at it like this. Caitlyn Jenner, whom I've met, wonderful person. Caitlyn Jenner was voted Woman of the Year. Her first year as a woman. Ain't that something? Beat every bitch in Detroit. She's better than all of you. Never even had a period. Ain't that something? Every human being in this room, every human being on Earth, had to pass through the legs of a woman to be on Earth. That is a fact.
Now, that's just
that's
one
right,
of the statements.
Brother.
They are going bonkers over that. Other things that he said, but mainly that.
Well, I mean, and it said people will shrink back from the truth. Mm-hmm. They don't want to acknowledge truth.
Right.
He is speaking truth.
He is.
And he's speaking it in a kind way.
Yeah.
He's not being rude or
right.
crude.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that's true.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never ever had a cycle, if you've never gone through a premenstrual syndrome,
mm-hmm.
the headaches, the hormonal ups and downs, the caring of a child,
mm-hmm.
It's different being a woman. Just like we'll never understand what men have to go through,
mm-hmm.
the dealing with the testosterone
right.
and the anger and the,
right.
the
prostate
you know,
problems later.
All of it,
mm-hmm. right?
And guess what? It's okay.
Yeah, we're different.
But he's right. For a man to win Woman of the Year is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And pretty insulting.
Yeah, to other women, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with them, man. I'm just... But they are. A bunch of people walked out yesterday at Netflix in protest. We're going to see because they're making really buku money on this video. And it's about the money. Don't lose your mind on that.
Right.
It's always about the money.